You're listening to SBS News.
A rabbi blows the shofar to sound the alarm on a potential environmental catastrophe as other leaders of faith stand side by side in Sydney pleading for action on climate change. Heads of churches and mosques gathered under the one roof this week, united by the issue which they say poses a threat to the survival of families and communities across the nation. President of the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change, Thea Ormerod, says everyone has a responsibility to protect the planet, which is why all religions must work together to address the climate crisis.
We may differ on a lot of things theologically, but the one thing that we're solid on together is climate action, because we all hold similar values about being responsible, caring about other people, justice, not going after material possessions and wealth.
In an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, signed by more than 150 religious leaders across Australia, the group called on the government to stop all new coal and gas projects, including the Adani coal mine proposed in northern and central Queensland. Rabbi Jonathan Kerin-Black says the group wants to see a serious investment in solar and wind projects instead, and the ultimate target of moving to 100% renewable energy by the year 2030.
We have so much wind and sun, especially across Northern Australia and Queensland, that we could be providing thousands and thousands of jobs and a whole new solar renewable industry. It would be far better than digging more coal and digging the Adani mine.
Sister Libby Rogerson says Australia's most vulnerable and marginalised communities are already suffering the impacts of climate change. She says burning fossil fuels has led to rising sea levels and destructive king tides in the Torres Strait Islands, leaving many families homeless. Changing weather patterns have also contributed to the drought facing thousands of regional farmers. Sister Rogerson says radical steps are needed to stop the problem from getting worse.
It's not enough to be able to say that Australia has a minimum impact on the globe. As moral citizens, as responsible global citizens, we must act on climate change, not tomorrow, not next week, but today.
The religious leaders are not only urging the government to reduce its carbon footprint, but are leading by example. Imam Ahmed Abdo says many mosques in Australia have now switched to clean energy.
To date, we've got hundreds of solar panels that have been installed on the roofs of mosques and Islamic centres. We've got recycling programs that are in process at the moment. And this is just another one of those initiatives that we can really get behind to make sure that we've got a planet that is going to be there, for future generations.
But the government has so far rejected calls to further reduce emissions, which have continued to rise since the carbon tax was scrapped 5 years ago. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the coalition will work with states and territories to achieve its renewable energy target of 26% on 2005 levels by 2030. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.